Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So my friend, he dropped his phone behind a big ass rock. Like, we wonder if you guys could come get it.
Hey, that's good stuff. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios. 617-779-0985 is the number to call us at. And lots of interviews the next few days. Rich and Wallach were at the Celtics Media Day. Wallach and I were at the Bruins Media Day yesterday. So as those seasons begin, look forward to hearing from the players. Very exciting.
I was hearing from John this morning that you guys showed up, and basically it was a line of players waiting to talk to you.
We showed up, we waited about 45 minutes, and then there was a line of players.
I think the 45 minutes you were waiting was their practice, right?
Yep.
Weren't they practicing like 11? So as soon as they were done, it was like the assembly line, which is, we've never had that before.
It was great.
That's phenomenal.
And so, we had never had that before. So, we knocked them out. Everyone was very nice. And in fact, there was probably still some people to come that we didn't talk to. A bunch of people came, people that we didn't even request.
Oh, really? Did you talk to them or did you just go, now we don't want to talk to you?
No, we talked to them, but then it got to be 1:30 and I said to John, let's go.
Yeah,
time to go.
Fred and I have done these junkets before where you're at, we've done the Grammys, MTV Awards, and even like the Super Bowl. When you're sitting there, there's these guys who are being paid by, let's say, Charmin to go around, and they'll get like Mike Ditka or something, and they'll bring him from table to table and say,
it's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the Super Bowl. Would you like to talk to Mike Ditka? I'm with Charmin. He's going to sit down and talk to you. And then at the end, would you let him plug his product? Like, sure, fine. There's nothing more awkward than when they actually bring the person with them and ask you if you want to interview them, and you go, no.
Yeah.
And that has happened time and time again. I mean, I'm trying to remember what athletes they've brought by where we've gone, nah, I'm cool, man. Don't need to talk to this guy.
Well, the worst I've ever had was at the Grammys, and it was John Mayer. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to him. It was before he was, like, huge.
Pot is a wonderland.
So I think that was, like, a fairly new song.
Yeah.
And then they brought John Mayer by, and I'm like, the woman came by, and I'm like, no. And then she left, and then she came by again, la, 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 la. And she's like, I know you know him. He like really wants to do 99X. Can you just quickly do it?
No.
And I'm like, no. And then finally she just brought him over. And then I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? And then I guess I'm interviewing you.
Yeah. Like, right. There'll be like some dude who is on a random 90s team that you just like that you don't even care about. And they'll bring him by and they'll just sit down. Like expecting for you to talk to them, or like they'll continue to talk to you, and as you're about to go back on the air, and I guess their handler told them that they were going to be on the air with us, and they'll sit down and you'll be like, "All right, man, we're just going to have to ignore this guy," or you'll bring him into the conversation for a split second and then try to cut him off. They'll try to get their plug in. You're like, "Yeah, I don't think so." I remember there was one time, and I don't know if you were with me, Fred, but this was years ago. We were at the MTV Awards, and there was a band called Dope. Okay,
I remember the band Dope.
Okay. We were playing a game. The dudes from Dope looked like your stereotypical, like, rap metal, early 2000s, braids in their hair, yeah, white guys.
Yeah, they had, okay, like, cornrows.
Yeah, like,
not cornrows.
One guy had dreads, and so there was these two dudes.
And they always had chicks with them when I saw them.
Well, there were these two dudes that were being brought around from table to table, and we were playing a game. Is anyone going to say yes to Dope? Because they kept bringing them around to every table, and every table's like, nah, dude, I don't know who they are. And not even, like, the ones in Des Moines or, like, these tiny markets would take these dudes. Everyone was saying no to this band. I just kind of felt bad for them after a while.
Well, I mean, that's what you get for going, I mean, going there and trying to publicize your stuff. So it was funny. I went to John yesterday. I go, you know, we're sitting around waiting. And I go, yeah, you know, I'm going to go 30 days without drinking. And he goes, you're never going to be able to do that.
Exactly right. Damn right I said that.
Yeah, but that's not what you're supposed to say.
But listen, you need some honesty sometimes, right?
What's that?
You need some honesty sometimes, right?
Not in that case. In that case, you're supposed to be supportive.
I am supportive of your efforts. I just am very curious to see how long you actually last.
That would be like me saying to John, I think I'm going to give birth.
Exactly.
Like me, personally. Not my wife, but right, me. I'm right. Going to deliver a baby
and my advice
out of
to
my
you
loins.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're not.
You're supposed to be supportive.
Sorry, Fred.
Okay, chances, honestly, in your opinion, that you could do that 30 days without drinking.
I am going to say, well, you have to think 100%, but in reality, oh, man, 40%?
You better start today.
I already did.
This is day six. This day is day six.
Okay, because I was about to say, once the holidays start, you're toast. Because then you got to spend time with family.
No, it's only 30 days.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm glad you started now.
Yeah.
And you didn't wait a little bit because once like Thanksgiving and everything starts rolling around.
No, you
have to drink.
No, I'm not going to my father-in-law's house without drinking.
Yeah. It's okay.
No, this is a cleanse.
Six days. So you went this whole weekend without drinking?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
It's not 6 days.
I don't remember how many days it's been.
Okay, it's not six.
You were very definitive when I asked you. You said five yesterday. You said it's five. I said...
I might be wrong.
So it's day three. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're on day three.
You told me you didn't drink last weekend.
No, I drank last week.
Okay. So already we're off to a bad start.
I don't know. It's been more than a couple.
Okay.
I have a log of it.
Now, why do you have to stop drinking altogether for the cleanse? Can't you have like, you know, like a some sort of mixed drink? You know, like you're not drinking beer, which is obviously something. Are you doing it for your weight, or what are you doing it for?
I'm doing it for I want to say, because I have not gone 30 days since like probably I was 18, so I want to see if I can do it. I want to. Like give my body a chance to kind of adjust to not having alcohol.
Oh yeah,
I have everybody. This is an age where I know like a ton of people that have had to do this or have done this.
Yeah,
not people think 30 days is ridiculous because I have a guy that's gone went 2 weeks. I have a guy that's gone 3 weeks. You know, so 30 days seems like an awful lot.
Yeah, but
to these guys, but I think that once you reach 44 and a half, you know, it's time to tell your body like, "All right, dude. Like, let's get it together a little bit. Let's get it together.
I'm not even a huge drinker, but is there anything more of a buzzkill than when you're, like, going out with a bunch of friends
and you sit down
and there's the one guy who's not drinking?
No, yeah.
You're like, oh, man.
Unless you know that they don't drink.
That's different. That's going into it if you know it. But if, like, you go out and it's like, you know, you're with a bunch of friends. Right. Like,
and you're like, we're going to go get, like, drunk tonight. And, like, yeah. And, like, everyone's going to, we're going to go party tonight.
And he's the one guy that's not. You're like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. This is a perfect month. Because there's nothing that I have to, there's no social events or anything you're going to. I mean, I'm sure there'll be social events, but there's like nothing like, there's not like a wedding or something like that.
Like a trip planned or anything like that.
No, and I don't think I wouldn't do it if we were like having a, like my wife and I were going out of town, but yeah. I just thought it was funny because the first thing John says is, you're never going to do it. And what you're supposed to say is, that's good.
Well, let's keep the countdown official. So is it Saturday or Sunday the last day you drank?
I don't really want to get into it on air because I don't want to be judged.
Well, you brought it up.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
Maybe the pressure will help you.
Nope. The reason that I told you the story is because of John.
Okay, all right.
The whole point of the story was that John was just, I mean, I caught the words out and he couldn't have been faster going, well, that's never going to happen. See, what you're supposed to say is, yeah, I don't want to put a clock on myself. I don't know if I drink this weekend or not. I'm not putting a clock on myself.
This is either going to be your best or worst month of radio, Fred.
I feel fine, so.
I know, but it's day three, Fred.
I didn't say it was day 30. Three. I didn't say it was day three.
It's more than likely day four.
Four,
I didn't say it was day three. I didn't say it was day four.
No pressure. Day eight. No pressure on you. Okay, you're in the early stages. That's right. That's the point.
Well, it depends.
He's on the quest.
I could be a third of the way through for all you guys now.
Except that you told us you drank this weekend.
I don't know when I drank. It's not, I'm just telling, the whole point of the story was John. I'm not going to come on the air every day and go like, oh, hey. But I just thought it was funny. But John just immediately shot it down. He couldn't have shot it down any quicker. He was just like, this is not going to happen. So we'll see. All I know is that the weekend is probably going to be pretty boring. But what are you going to do? How long have you gone
without drinking?
Like in the last 10 years?
Maybe 2 weeks. But I don't drink a ton, but the weekends I drink.
Right.
Yeah, maybe like 2 weeks. Because, I mean, when you go out, you're drinking. And you go to dinner, you're drinking with friends. I mean, about 2 weeks.
Yeah. John's gone 5 years.
If I had to, I mean, I could do the month. It would just, I'd be that guy though, hanging out with my friend. I never want to be the letdown around my friends. You know what I mean? I never want to be that guy. So like you're the fun sponge. Yeah, I don't want to be the fun sponge. You know what I mean? The one that everyone's like, oh, geez, all right, Rich, fine, do your thing.
But it's 3 weeks, so I mean, would you have to go out to eat with your friends?
Yeah, Mary keeps it booked pretty. Our social calendar, like she continues to book things constantly. Like, we're always doing something with friends.
Yeah,
at least,
we're always
like,
doing
once
something
a weekend
with friends,
or something.
But it's everyone's got so many kids that it's usually at someone's house.
Which usually means you're drinking more when you're at someone's house than when you're out.
Really, it shouldn't be difficult when you're at someone's house. Will, go ahead.
Hey, Fab, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
Listen, it's actually Sober October. It's a big thing.
With Rogan? Yeah, Rogan and those guys.
A lot of people actually do it. I got a couple of buddies that do it. I'm going to give it a try. Anyway, like you said, I mean, we got nothing going on until at least Thanksgiving. So, you know, stay strong, man. Get it done. Let's do it.
All right. Good luck, man. Good luck to you. It's just an experiment.
Are you going to go to the opening night hockey game?
Yes.
It's going to be tough.
I'm just going with my wife.
Still, it's a sporting event without drinking. That's tough.
I used to do that in Atlanta when I had season tickets to the Thrashers.
Well, it's because we didn't have enough money to drink.
I had plenty of money when I had season tickets to the Thrashers.
The season tickets. Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about when you used to do the Jocks and Jills thing.
Oh, no. Well, when I did Jocks and Jills, I don't think there was anything I didn't do drinking. Like there wasn't too many activities, Rich.
It wasn't involve Rodriguez.
It wasn't under the influence, including work at a bar. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Oh, it truly is the best decision that baseball's ever made. The one-game playoff. We will get to that, and last night's was unbelievable.
All right, we will talk about that. We'll be right.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, I think we can all agree one of the best decisions baseball ever made was the introduction of the one-off wild card play-in game, and last night's meeting of the Nationals and Brewers couldn't have started any worse for Washington. Second batter of the game, Max Scherzer gets rocked. Two-run homer, and things are starting off about as bad as they could for the Nationals. And then Scherzer gives up yet another one, a solo shot in the second, and the Brewers can nearly feel the W. So now we go to the bottom of the eighth, down 3-1, bases loaded, and up comes Juan Soto.
The kick, here it comes. Swing and a line drive.
Unbelievable. Juan Soto rips one into right, but Grisham misses the ball. All three runners score for the Nats. That puts them up 4-3. And then in the ninth,
to center field. Robles back. Ball game. And the Washington Nationals are L.A. bound. About 20 minutes ago, the Washington Nationals were down 3-1 with two outs in the eighth. And now they've won the wild card game over the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Brewers held a lead for 2 hours and 42 minutes, and the Nationals held it for 9. But the fact that it was the final 9 was all that mattered. 4-3, the final score. And I don't know if you saw it, too. One of the reasons that the bases got loaded was a very questionable hit by pitch. Did you see that?
I did not see that part of it.
Yeah. No. So, I mean, it's just everything fell into place for that rally. But, I mean, you want to talk about a kick in the nuts for the Brewers.
That kid in right field, the only reason he was out there is because the MVP, Christian Yelich, fouled a ball off his kneecap and shattered it. So, this kid, he's 22 years old. He started the year in Double A. And there he is in right field and makes a mistake like that. I feel awful.
And the Brewers were so hot. I mean, they
won 18 of their first 20 after Yelich got hurt.
Yeah.
That kid is part of the reason that they were there, but no one's going to remember anything about that. I mean, as a Red Sox fan, before they won all these championships, we had more than our fair share of rip-your-heart-out losses like that.
Yeah, I mean, that was awful. And he's a rookie, and it's one of those that, you know, how many times out of 100 do you see right fielder make? I mean, 99 out of 100. It's just, it was easy to feel.
I mean, 99 out of 100, I was going to say that.
999 out of 1,000.
So this poor kid, I mean, ends up blowing the game for the Brewers. But, you know, give the Nationals credits. They advance to play the Dodgers in the NLDS. Here's the hero of last night's game, not Grisham, as we mentioned, but Juan Soto afterwards.
Step in there. I know he's in trouble. He's going to try to attack me with his fastball, his fastball up and the slider. I just step in there and try to hit the ball single to the middle. That's what I think in that bat. Hit a single to the middle, ground ball single to the middle, and try to tie the game.
You know, if the Brewers would have won, the one storyline that I know that most people here in town would be talking about was, how the hell is it Drew Pomeranz who ends up helping those guys win that
he
game?
He was electric.
He was excellent.
He was unbelievable last night.
Oh, but was it two innings? And
yeah, how six up, six out? Down. Yeah. He was. I've never seen him like that. He was amazing.
Of all the players that could have ended up being somewhat of a hero in last night's game, if they would have won it, people would have been talking about
just feel off a little
Pomeranz.
Bit, actually.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, it was, and at one point, you're like, don't take him out. You're like, what am I saying? Don't take out Drew Pomeranz. Yeah, and they let him bat, too. I mean, it was, it's the best decision that I think baseball's made. Are we about 10 years into this now? It seems like they've been doing it for about 10 years.
Well, yeah, it adds excitement to the end of the regular season. It, you know, then you get the exciting one-off game. I don't know much of an argument against it. I mean, because you can get these leads.
Yeah.
Like these divisional leads that get like insane. And then there's no reason to watch the last month of baseball.
And, what they do with the pitching, too, is always interesting. Yeah. I mean, do you throw the whole crap and caboodle at them to get to the next? Oh, they did yesterday.
Yes,
Strasburg, you know, it was.
You have to. Yep.
Next year is going to be fun.
Why is that?
The rosters and everything that's going on. I don't know. Forget it.
Well, either way, the Nationals play.
I'm not drinking.
You're a little off. I got it.
But the Nationals advance. They're going to play the Dodgers in the NLDS. They're going to play tomorrow
night.
Wait,
in the playoffs, do you still play with the expanded roster?
No.
Okay, that's right.
No.
Yeah. So they're going to play tonight or tomorrow night.
I know next year they get rid of it completely.
Oh, the roster expansion?
Yep.
In September?
Yep. They don't have it.
I don't remember that. Okay.
No, they're next year. I know for a fact.
Okay.
Is that next year they're not expanding the roster.
Well, that'll be interesting.
But the playoffs right now, you have the expanded roster.
No, you have 25 guys.
Okay, so at the end of the regular season, you got to put guys down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, 25 guys.
Okay, cuz they're not going to have the expanded rosters in September next year.
Well, tonight we get another one off. Rays versus A's in Oakland. Is this the last game on that field?
The Oakland field?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Aren't they? Yeah, I think.
They're getting rid of the. Yeah, I think it is.
Is that okay? Because I'm not sure if that's the case.
A lot of indecision.
Yeah, a lot of indecision there, but we do know that 8:09 is the first pitch. Let's hope this one's half the game that last night's was. That was just fun as hell to watch. And, you know, and to be quite honest, it's enjoyable watching baseball when you really have no dog in the fight, when you're not a fan of any of the teams.
It's easier.
The only sport where it's better is hockey. Like when your team's not playing, like when the Bruins are out of the playoffs, like watching playoff hockey is the best thing to watch. But when the Bruins are in, it's unbelievably stressful. And we've talked about that before, how these games aren't enjoyable, especially when they're close. So speaking of the Bruins, good news, Bruins fan, your team is winning the Stanley Cup. Well, that's at least according to the EA Sports NHL 20 season simulation. The video game picked the Bruins defeating the Vegas Golden Knights in six games to hoist the cup for the first time since 2011. Brad Marchand, the winner of the Conn Smythe as playoff MVP, tallying 32 points in 25 games. They predicted that the Bruins would beat the Maple Leafs in seven games in the first round.
So hold on. Let's just stop there. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun. First round going back to seven games.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I just another beating.
Oh, and Jesus.
And as Zoe likes to call it, more shots of Squid Square with the guys up there. And
all
watching
in
the
scarves
video
just
monitor.
Watching TV. Yeah.
The Lightning in six games in the second round and the Capitals in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals. Last season, the video game correctly picked the Blues to represent the Western Conference in the Cup Final, but incorrectly had the Lightning coming out of the East.
Like 3 years ago, I used to play that NHL game all the time, And then every time it comes out now, it doesn't seem like anything changes.
I've never played a realistic NHL hockey game. Like, the last one I played was in the 90s when it was the one everyone had, like NHL 95. I think that's the last time I played a hockey game on the computer.
They've done a pretty good job. My kids love it.
It's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, but do you buy it every year?
Not every year, no.
That's what I'm saying, is that I used to play the hell out of it, but now I don't. And I bought it like 2 years in a row, and the second year there was really no improvement.
Is it easy to play?
Oh, yeah. If you put it, you can put it to the old school.
Okay. Yeah, the two-button mode where you pass and shoot. It's real simple.
Because
yeah.
Madden lost me. Like that, as far as like games like that, there was a year where I just went, I can't play this anymore. Or it wasn't even that I can't play it. I don't want to take the time invested to figure out how to play this well.
Yeah, you can like audibleize and all that stuff.
Yeah.
See, the thing is if that with the hockey game, if you're like, I'm going to play it every day, then it would be more fun to learn the intricacies of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But since, you know, I'm playing with my kids and stuff, and I'm not going to play anything every day, yeah, the old school controller, like, buttons and everything are making much better.
Yeah, I just got the new NBA 2K. I guess we're at 20 now or whatever it is, and I haven't played that one yet, but I've heard that that's a fairly simple game to play as well.
Yeah.
It ain't NASCAR Thunder, where you just basically press gas. Yes.
Rich loved NASCAR Thunder, which is...
I can't think of a more boring video game.
Well, because it was hypnotic to him.
It was.
But I had it, too. And I think I got it because of your recommendation.
Yep.
And it's really the most boring game of all time.
It truly is.
Because you can put it on, like, 500 laps.
Yeah.
And you just sit there... Drifting.
Yeah, drafting.
Drafting, sorry, my bad.
Dumbass.
You would be behind a car for like a full, like a Talladega, so it's like 2.5 miles, and it's real time. And so you'd be sitting there drafting behind a car for almost like 3 full laps before you could actually make a move to pass them. And you'd be so in the zone just watching like your little speed move up slowly but slowly. And then you would pass me. You get that little endorphin release. Like,
You have to pit stop too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
So little guys run out with jacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They show the tire pressure.
Oh, really?
They show how much gas you have.
Well, now you sold me. I'm in.
I thought I was weird enjoying that until I went to that video game conference they had this spring, and there's bus driver simulator. There's like there's a farm simulator where you just have you drive a tractor and you do rows. Left and right and left and right. And you basically do what a farmer does, but you're sitting in front of your computer. And I guess these simulator games sell zillions. Like, they make unbelievable amounts of money.
Okay, the farm thing I can understand because there's probably things like you have to plant and stuff.
Yeah.
You want your farm to flourish and you check in on it every day and things like that.
I think you're giving it a little more credit than what you actually do.
Okay, regardless. But there is a possibility that that could happen.
Yeah.
Like, trucking.
Bus driving.
Oh, bus.
It's bus simulator.
So you just drive around
like
and pick people up?
Like an MBTA bus. Yes.
And you just pick people up.
Yep. You pick people up and you drive on the highway.
Now, can anything wrong go on?
No, this is not an action game. This is like real life.
So how does it end?
It doesn't. You just ride it.
So
it's like a Fungwa bus.
So
you know, you go straight from downtown to the casino.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you smoke all night and then play.
It's like the mega bus simulator. You know, you go from New York to Boston back and forth.
Okay,
nobody's paying a lot of money.
So the idea is that it's hypnotic.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah. I mean, I guess so. I guess it's the same thing that I kind of got. At least with NASCAR Thunder, there's a little bit of competition. I don't think there's any competition.
End goal.
No, this is just you drive. You enjoy it, and it almost seems like it's a training type of video game for someone who wants to drive for the MBTA. It's really weird, man, and I don't get, that I don't really get, but the fact that you just reminded me of how much I like NASCAR Thunder makes me think that there might be one weird situation where I would sit down and start playing it and find myself enjoying it.
Now, is it for the computer, or is it for, like, an Xbox?
I think it's one of those that you can download on your Xbox, and you can download it on, you know, whatever PlayStation that you have. But to be quite honest, I'm not quite sure. I just saw it set up at the big display, and sure enough, there's dudes standing in front of it, and I'm waiting for, where's the bank robber is going to come by, and you got to run him off the road and save the day. There's none of that.
I am robbing a bus.
It's like you're...
That's a good way to make 5 cents.
No, I mean, like, how do you react when a guy's... sure. You know,
it's like I'm bringing a big bag for the change.
You steal all the wallets and you get, like, $10.
Again... I'll say it again. On a Greyhound bus, the person with the most money is the driver. So, like, and again, no one goes, like, can you hurry up, driver? I have a 2 p.m. surgery I have to put on. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, we will get to some of the things that happened at Media Day yesterday, including Tory Krug talking about his contract, which I think you guys even discussed with him as well.
Believe it or not, we did. We will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
You know, the Bruins, they start their season with a 4-game road trip. That's kind of a rough way to get things
rolling.
They
were all psyched about it.
Yeah.
And they were psyched about it off the air.
Well, I would think that that's probably kind of fun. You would think to get away from, you know, getting away from the city to kind of kick things off.
Get to go to some resort places, too. I mean, you get to go to Phoenix.
So where are they after Dallas? Dallas, Phoenix, yeah.
You get Phoenix, and then you get Vegas right after that. So
I don't think that those guys, this seems to be, well, maybe the younger dudes. Do you think the younger guys go out when they're in Vegas?
The answer, my belief, is yes.
Because we talked to one of the PR guys who used to work for the Bruins, now works for Vegas. And I asked him, I'm like, you know, where is the, you know, do you guys have a pretty good home ice advantage because of that? And he goes, most veteran teams, they get it by now. They don't really go out.
Well,
and
when you listen to our DeBrusque interview tomorrow, you can hear all about their what goes on in Vegas.
Excellent. And then we're going to be playing the Patrice Bergeron interview in the 8 o'clock hour, which I'm looking forward to because, you know, he's been very vocal. Matter of fact, there was that cool story that just came out. Someone had interviewed him about a player that didn't make the team, and I guess we learned that whenever a guy doesn't make it, Patrice Bergeron talks to them and says, listen, this, I know it can be tough, you know, trying to figure out how to get your way back into, you know, onto the big team. And he goes, if you ever need any advice, here's my phone number. And he gives all those guys his phone number. And I forget which player it was, took him up on that. And like Patrice recommended that he go to this sports psychiatrist, and it ended up helping his game. And because of Patrice and his recommendation, he ended up getting back in the league.
The guy's name is Jamal Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's just that guy. Like, I mean,
he only played for the Bruins for like a game or two.
But everything you hear about Patrice Bergeron being like one of the best guys in the league as far as it being a human being, it just kind of proves that. It's more evidence. But one question going into the season is, how healthy is David Krejci going to be? And David Krejci was asked about his health yesterday, and here's what he had to say. Dan, could you pop this up, this one right here? There you go.
I hope so. I would love to play, but I can't give you an answer right now. I skated yesterday. I skated today with the team a little bit. So obviously that means I feel better if I skate with the team. So we'll see. It's hard to give you an answer right now.
How worried are you about Krejci?
It's not good to be hurt going into the season.
They're going to err on the side of caution anyway.
Yes,
I mean, you won't see him on opening night. I don't think.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't play him opening night.
I would sit him down for a good week or two. I mean, if all things go well, you're going to be playing a lot of hockey for a long time. And this guy has been injured in the past. So I'm all for sitting him, not only for the opener, but maybe for the start of the maybe for the road trip, and hope he's ready when you come back.
Yeah.
If there's any kind of question, now he might be close, but if he's struggling to get on right now, and he didn't skate very long yesterday.
No, he skated. I think just the first like 10 minutes of practice. Right.
You know, if you can stay out there for only 10 minutes, you wait on him.
Okay, so I never played competitive hockey, right? So I can barely skate. And probably if you put skates on me right now, I'd crap myself and not be able to skate. I'd stand up and want to sit down. But I will. So yesterday they're practicing, and I actually watched some of the practice. It was towards the end, and they're practicing penalty shots. We talk about it with Bergeron. And then you look at it, and you're like, Bergeron, like everyone's stick-tapping Bergeron and like clapping because he's like insane.
Yeah.
It's so obvious like how much better he is than – I didn't see Marchand do anything. But Backes was in front of the opposite net, and this is probably a drill that everyone who plays hockey is going to be like, yeah, dumbass, this is what we do. But you don't do it against NHL players.
Yeah.
So it's Backes alone in front of a net, and dudes are just ripping slap shots at him, and he's tipping them. And I'm sure it's a drill that everyone does, but having not seen it before, you're like, these guys are the Bruins, like players on the Bruins, are just ripping slap shots at him.
Yeah, I mean,
he's sitting there deflecting the pucks and like getting nailed with pucks, and it seems like a very unpleasant exercise. And then what I told John yesterday is like, it's like if you were playing baseball and you stood. You stood with your belly facing the pitcher in the batter's box, and they just hucked balls at you.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed just absolutely awful.
It's a different breed of human being.
I mean, and then you're like, I wonder why these guys get so beat up during this season.
Well, speaking of David Krejci, yesterday Bruce Cassidy was talking about how Krejci might be spending a little more time with David Pastrnak this season.
Well, it depends what's best for the team, right? How we plan. You know, if we have the luxury to do that, to mix and match, Pasta will play at times with Krejci. It may not be on his line every night. It may be coming off a penalty. It might be we double shift David, but he'll definitely get some shifts with Krejci.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's something that he obviously has in mind. And you guys also spoke with Torey Krug as well, and he obviously seems ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go. I mean, you know, this camp, obviously a different feel this year. Excited about being healthy to start the season for the first time in a long time. And hopefully we can just, you know, hit the ice skating, I guess, how they say.
And the other thing is, too, and I know you guys talked to him about it. I have not heard your interview yet. But there was talk over the last 48 hours that he has indeed started speaking with the Bruins about a contract extension. Like, they're at least talking. Because remember, there was frustration, maybe even as earlier or as recent as about 2 weeks ago, of him saying, no, there has been nothing up to this point. And I guess that's because those guys just wanted to make sure that they busted out everything with McAvoy first, and then you would move on to Torey Krug. Mm. So I guess they're at least talking, which is good news. Mm. I know you're nervous.
I got a different impression.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's a report that came
Maybe
out.
Maybe we should play it today. I don't know.
Yeah,
We got 5,000 interviews.
Yeah, but the Torey Krug one is, if you're getting a weird impression that things aren't working out the way you thought, that's
definitive. He didn't say, no, we're not talking. He didn't say it that way. But based on the information, and I agree with Fred, that we kind of gleaned off him, obviously he wants to stay. He says that during the interview multiple times. I want to be here. You know, I'm comfortable here. You know, but I need to know for my future where I'm going to be. I mean, he talks about not being here in the future. So, I mean, I the two sides aren't close. I didn't get any warm feeling of positivity surrounding this.
And the report wasn't that they're getting close to an extension. Talks have finally started.
Yeah,
but I mean, that could be anything. That could be like, you know, Torey, you know, here's the deal. You know, we want you at this price. And Krug was like, no, I don't think so.
I can also, with Torey Krug, when he speaks about it, there's times where you hear these guys saying, you know, listen, I love playing here and I love doing it. And you're thinking to yourself, well, does that mean anything? Or does that mean that you're going to take somewhat of a hometown discount in order to stick around? But Torey has expressly said he's willing to take a hometown discount. And like the fact that he won't stop talking about it, I mean, he's being asked a lot, but he's offering up information makes me think that he truly will take a decent hometown discount.
Well,
to
we'll
get
see
this
what that is.
Behind him.
I mean, the way defensemen are getting paid now, we'll see how far down he's willing to go.
We talked to him about all that, and he gave. That was McAvoy who gave a parallel to another defenseman.
Yes. McAvoy talked about the Werenski deal with Columbus. Werenski's a friend of his, and that's how it set up his deal.
All right. Well, Rich, when we come back, what will we talk about?
Oh, it's taco time at the first day of practice. Already highlight videos coming out.
I saw that.
I mean, it's pretty absurd what this guy can do.
Yeah, he's awful tall. All right. we will be back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah
by state law.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take. The take train?
98.5, the sports hub.
98.5, the sports hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And there was some video out yesterday of Taco Fall, Robert Williams, Cantor, and someone else.
Vincent Poirier.
And they were doing a drill where it was a post drill, basically, where you get fed the ball and you were posting up, and it was basically one-on-one from that point. And you saw Taco Fall, and Richie just saw the video. This is the one I thought he was talking about.
Yeah.
And Robert Williams makes like a quadruple move on him. And Taco Fall actually has to move his arm down to block the shot.
Yep.
He like it's like if you were doing like the chest whatever you call it.
Yeah, when you take
chest
the weights flies. To your, right.
Like if you're doing flies, like he had it, his arm at like shoulder length and just knocked the ball away like that.
So there is on one of these videos, Vincent Poirier, who was on the team that ended up beating the Celtics, right, in the whole thing over in China?
Yes,
beat the Celtics,
beat
the
U.S.
USA.
He was on the roster, the team that beat the U.S.
So
yes.
Vincent Poirier is trying to go up, and Taco Fall has the ball, and it ends up that like he just dunks on Poirier like it's nothing. It almost doesn't even look like he has to jump. He just dunks on his head. And if you watch the video, it just looks like a guard going up against a center. Poirier's huge.
Yeah,
John and I were like, we saw him. He was standing behind us at Media Day, and everyone is like, oh my God, who is this? You know who he looks like? He looks like the silent dude who was with Zod in Superman 2.
Yes, he looks exactly like that guy.
And he's like huge like that too. Yeah. And when you see this video, you don't understand. Poirier is a monster. He's huge. And Taco Fall just embarrasses him without even looking like he's trying. And as you said, the Robert Williams one. Robert Williams, who once again is somebody that we all think of as being very big, ends up just getting rejected by Taco Fall, and it doesn't even look like he's trying. And the one thing, too, is that I know Cantor has become friends with Taco Fall, and Taco Fall is really liking the mentorship. But, I mean, at least Cantor's trying to teach him how to, you know, play in today's NBA, how to be faster. He's just so damn dominant right now on these one-on-ones that you have to think, and I know, once again, and you were saying it, John, off the air, what do you do when the other team has a center that can spread the floor and shoot the three?
Most centers can do that.
And that's the thing. And, you know, is he fast enough to be... But even if he's not fast enough, Isn't it just a situation where if you're halfway there, you can put your hand up and just fill the sky?
Here's the thing. Fall has to get up and down the floor, too. Something he didn't have to do a lot at UCF. I mean, the centers not only step out and shoot threes, they're quick now, too.
They can handle the ball.
Then that's the reason why Fall wasn't drafted.
Right.
I mean, it's not a mistake. The NBA player evaluators looked at him and went, okay, he's huge if we can get him under the basket. The problem is with the NBA, it's so up and down now, you got to be able to run the floor. And that's the one thing that's holding him back. I'm with you guys. I hope that Gotti makes the roster. Not only would it be a good story, it'll be fun for the whole season for us.
Ultimately,
you know, there's a reason why the Celtics brought in four or five more guys to compete with him for that last spot.
We didn't have enough time to talk to him about it. We played our interview with Taco Fall yesterday. But one question I did want to ask him was, how ridiculously difficult is it to be as tall as he is and shoot free throws?
Yeah.
Because if you take a look, once you pass, I believe it's about 7 feet, 7 foot one, look at the percentage, the free throw percentage of those guys.
Shaq's a good advantage.
It gets worse and worse and worse.
Dwight Howard.
And I know that he had to reteach himself. He injured his shoulder. So not only was he not a great free throw shooter, but he had to teach himself once again how to do it. And I think a legitimate question would be, why don't you shoot them underhanded? Don't you think when you're that tall, just to be able to get the right kind of angle for it to drop into the basket, mm-hmm. wouldn't you think at some height, like 7'7", there would be an advantage to learning how to pull an ollie from Hoosiers and just doing it underhand?
Doing the Rick Barry? It seems, I don't know, maybe it's your hand size, because it seems like shooting down would be easier than shooting up.
Man, but it's not really shooting down. It's almost shooting straight. You know what I mean? It's, you know, if you're below it, at least you can get an arc where it drops in. But if you're that tall, it's like you're
shooting an arc,
but it's barely an arc. I mean,
you make a concerted effort to drop it in from up top, have the ball hit the ceiling and come back down.
I mean, that's got to be wildly difficult. But
there are a lot of 7-footers. Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan.
There's not a lot of 7'7" guys, though.
No, but those guys can't hit free throws.
But they're tall guys who are backing you up here. There are a lot of tall guys that can't hit free throws.
Ben Wallace. Dwight Howard.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys.
Hackett Dwight. You know,
that's right. I mean,
there's a reason that those guys get hacked and they can't make their shots. But one question is, Tatum, after his little injury that he had over in China, Brad Stevens was asked how he looked in his first full practice with the team.
Jason was very good today, just like I expected. You know, I thought he came off of a strong couple of games before he got hurt. And then he was in here last week, and you could tell that he's ready to go.
Pressure's on, man. He's got to have a good year. He's got to, as a matter of fact, and we even talked to him about that. We're not going to play the interview because there isn't a lot to it, because he's very soft-spoken. He doesn't like to talk that much. But he understands that he has to, his numbers have to go up this year. And he even said, you know, my numbers did go up last year, but, you know, I think he wants the world to know that it wasn't a disaster. But he also understands it's not the jump that people thought it was going to be.
He's a me first guy is what you're saying.
You know what? This year, he needs to be a me first guy. Mm. Like, there needs to be times where he needs to take more charge and go, I've got this. Because he didn't have enough of that because Kyrie Irving was there.
Yeah, he needs to. He's obviously one of the top three scoring options on the team. But behind Kemba Walker, he needs to be number two. A strong number two this year.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, I think he's a number two, too. Piece of crap.
Let's see if you've said that since day one when they drafted him.
Nope. He might be an above average NBA player. Who knows? It's about time to find out. Can't even stay healthy for the games in China.
He turned an ankle running a fast break.
Yeah, I don't turn my ankle.
When was the last time you ran?
Oh, I run around. I run around.
I see.
I'm not sitting there like a goof rolling over on my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't even run. I rolled to my ankle.
Sure.
When was the last time I ran? Please. What do you think? You think that these legs can't chunk? Running a 5K here in a little bit. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah?
No, yeah,
that's
baby.
Right, the annual. That's right, baby.
All right, Ted Johnson's here. We will talk to him about the NFL and the like. 617-779-0985 if you'd like to participate in the conversation. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.